I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Friday, May 20th. Over 450 graduates will receive their diplomas during Quincy College commencement ceremonies today at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Quincy. The 11 a.m. ceremony will feature an address from Governor Charlie Baker. About 100 of today's graduates are Quincy residents. You can watch that ceremony live here on QATV or streamed live on our website, qatv.org. Two big parades are coming up in Quincy soon. The annual Memorial Day Parade is back this year after a two-year hiatus due to the pandemic. The parade will step off Monday, May 30th at 10:30 at the Quincy Credit Union on Quincy Avenue. Parade will make its way along Hancock Street, down Coddington Street to Mount Wollaston Cemetery for a ceremony at 11:45. This year's guest speaker, Chief Warrant Officer and Green Beret Nick Lavery, who lost a leg in Afghanistan, but Lavery is still on active duty in the U.S. Army Special Forces. Then on June 11th, the 71st Flag Day Parade will step off at 7 p.m. in Quincy Center, make its way down Marymount Parkway to Pageant Field for a 9 p.m. fireworks display over Black's Creek. The fireworks were held over Quincy Bay last year so people could spread out during the pandemic. The event was canceled in 2020. The U.S. Naval Shipbuilding Museum in Quincy was named as one of 115 organizations receiving funds through the Massachusetts Cultural Council and Mass Development's Cultural Facilities Fund. That fund is intended to support investments in cultural facilities and projects throughout the Commonwealth with capital and planning grants for nonprofit organizations, colleges, and municipalities that own or operate facilities primarily focused on arts, humanities, and interpretive sciences. The Shipbuilding Museum at the Quincy Shipyard is receiving $50,000 in capital funds, which can be used for new construction or renovations of existing facilities. MBTA officials pulled all of the new model Orange Line and some Red Line trains out of service yesterday after one of the trains experienced a problem. One train became disabled at Wellington Station. Officials said the problem never endangered riders or employees, but trains were being removed from service proactively while teams troubleshoot the issue. The new Orange and Red Line cars were ordered from manufacturer CRRC. The T said 64 new Orange Line cars have been available for passengers. Six new Red Line cars have been in service. The transit agency is in the process of accepting 10 additional new Orange Line cars and four new Red Line cars. During the troubleshooting, T officials said Orange Line service will continue with older trains, which may be slower. The new trains have been pulled from service several times before. U.S. Attorney Rachel Rollins recently wading into the ongoing dispute between the cities of Boston and Quincy over rebuilding the Long Island Bridge. Rollins' office plans to investigate whether Quincy's opposition to the project amounts to civil rights violations under the Americans with Disabilities Act. The bridge dispute dates back to 2014, when the bridge was closed due to safety concerns. It was demolished the following year, cutting off access to the island and an addiction recovery center that was there. The bridge carried traffic from Boston-owned Moon Island to Boston-owned Long Island through Squantum in Quincy. Quincy cites the increased traffic as the main reason for its opposition to rebuilding the bridge. City calls it dangerous given the nature of the small neighborhood and its streets. Quincy's opposition to the plan to rebuild the bridge took multiple paths. City's Conservation Commission denied the project a permit. City Council put new restrictions for bridges in place, and the city filed suit against Boston. Boston's plans for the island include reopening the Addiction and Recovery Center. The ADA includes language prohibiting discrimination against those who have substance abuse. The letter asks the Quincy officials to preserve documents and other material related to the city's opposition to the project. Quincy officials say they are fully cooperating with the investigation. Mayor Michelle Wu declined to comment about Rollins' investigation. Her administration has continued to fight for the right to rebuild the bridge, which began under former Mayor Marty Walsh. She toured Long Island in January and said the facility is full of potential. The 24th annual Quincy Arts Fest celebration will be held this weekend at the Coke Park and Recreation Complex on Marymount Parkway. The free event is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days, features live art demonstrations and family entertainment. Artwork will also be for sale and for raffle. Wollaston Garden Club annual spring plant sale is Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Wollaston Congregational Church. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead in Quincy reopens for the season tomorrow. Ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held at 10:30, followed by tours of the historic mansion, which has undergone a complete renovation and rehabilitation project. Cyril P. Morissette, Sons of the American Legion in Quincy, invite the public to a Field of Flags ceremony Sunday at 1 p.m. at the Flags for Veterans Island in Fort Square in Quincy Center. Morissette Legion Baseball will be holding tryouts Saturday and Sunday at noon at Bishop Field in Quincy for youngsters age 13 to 19. For both junior and senior Legion teams, tryouts are also being held next weekend. The Point Webster Middle School and Clifford Marshall School are holding their Family Fun Run and Wellness Expo tomorrow. Runs from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. The run starts at the Point Webster School and then ends at the Clifford Marshall School. After the run, there'll be free fun activities at the Marshall School, including obstacle courses, flag football, touch a fire truck, face painting, raffles, free refreshments, and more. An increase in COVID-19 cases in Massachusetts is leading some health experts to call for a return to mask mandates. According to the CDC, 11 of 14 counties, including Norfolk, are designated as high risk for coronavirus transmission because COVID-19 rates and hospitalizations are higher. The CDC recommends people in the high-risk areas wear masks in indoor public spaces. Massachusetts doctors say wastewater data can be one of the best indicators of COVID-19 presence in the community. Wastewater trends provided by the MWRA show a rise in COVID-19. Doctors say it will also show when the spike is coming to an end. Doctors also stress the importance of getting tested as a way to slow the spread of COVID-19. About 330,000 Massachusetts workers can expect a $500 check in the mail soon, as the state announced it will start delivering a second round of Essential Employee Premium Pay Program bonuses in June. 500,000 low-income workers received the first round of payments in March based on their 2020 tax returns. For the second round, eligibility criteria are similar, but determined by 2021 state tax returns. Those who collected a payment in the first round of the program or anyone who received unemployment compensation in 2021 are not eligible. Single filers with no dependents cannot make over $38,640 in order to get a check. Married filers with two dependents can have a household income of up to $79,500 to become eligible. Between the hours of homework, sports practices, and extracurricular activities, high school students can keep some grueling schedules. That's why some students support a bill that would allow two excused absences for mental health days. The bill was introduced before the pandemic by Representative Carol Doherty, who worked for years as a school guidance counselor and experienced firsthand the effects of stress on high school kids. The bill was sent to committee, which means it can be stalled, but Representative Doherty vows to continue to fight to get it passed. A 123-year-old historic smokestack behind the Cordage Commerce Center was knocked down by a demolition crew in Plymouth this week. The 210-foot structure, comprised of 500,000 bricks, was ordered to be taken down because of the risk of collapse. The stack, now fenced off, will be memorialized in some manner, possibly by incorporating those bricks or using them to rebuild some version of the original. Check of business news. Stocks are down again. Dow lost 236. The NASDAQ fell 129. And the S&P dropped 22. Asian stocks were higher. The dollar was down, the euro fell, oil at almost $109 a barrel. Sports: Celtics rack up a win over the Heat, 127-102, tying up the series at one game apiece in Miami last night. It's back in Boston tomorrow night at 8:30 for Game 3. Red Sox trounce the Mariners at Fenway 12-6. They'll play again tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast for today: partly cloudy and highs in the upper 70s. Tonight, a low of 50. Tomorrow, hazy, hot, and humid. High 93 degrees. Sunday, excessive heat warning. Hazy, hot, and humid with a high 95 degrees. Cloudy on Monday, high 73. For the boater, waves about 2 feet. Light northeast wind becomes southeasterly later today and a high tide right before 4 p.m. Sunrise at 5:18, set at 8:03. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Friday, May 20th.